Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me is Bubble Boy. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, man.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff to cover today on the big show. John Chatterton and Howard, you know, his partner in crime, they're like, you know, they're like a diving dynamic duo. And they're on the Curse of Oak Island. We're going to have them on the show today. This new show that's on, or well, it's not a new show, but it's been on History Channel for a while. But they're actually joining their team on that TV show this week. And we're going to get to the bottom of it literally on the big show today. But before we do that, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, who is buried in snow. I don't know if he's broadcasting from an igloo in the mountains of Virginia or not, Jerry. How would you describe your current location? What do you think?
Well, I'm in an igloo right now.
You are in an igloo, and you're in this northeaster or whatever. You know, it's just some kind of crazy snowstorm, you know, that is creating havoc up in the northeast. And I don't know, you got the tail end of it, I guess. Is that the deal?
Yeah, we got the tail end of it.
So today you're going to join us inside or broadcast from inside your igloo, and during the commercial breaks go out and make snow angels. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
So, you know, we can...
As long as I don't eat the yellow snow, I'll be all right.
Okay. All right. Well, and he's got his spring water. I don't know. I mean, that probably helps in the spring water supply, I would imagine, because it gives you more time to focus on your recipes, maybe? Is that the case? Or like taste testing type of thing?
Taste testing is more like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
The recipe's there.
Yeah. All right. So, Jerry the Diver Guy snowed in an igloo, and so he's going to use our show today as an escape from his current location, and everyone else can basically make fun of him and you know, be thankful that we're not him. Is that basically the deal, Jerry? Right? Yeah, you're okay with that.
You laugh at me. I'll wish this stuff on you.
Oh, yeah. You got like a little Greg the Dive Master voodoo doll you're ready to you know, put into play, maybe?
I'll put Valentina on it.
Hey, well, exactly. Hey, and don't make any jokes, because Valentina, our psychic mermaid, it's her birthday today.
Huh.
So we got to be very careful not to say anything, you know, negative. We don't want to put down any bad juju on her birthday. So
happy birthday, V.
That's right. Well, hopefully, we'll talk to her on the show today as well, and I'm sure she'll be like everyone else, thankful that she's not Jerry the Diver Guy. Today. Also, via the web, we have Vinny Two Tanks, who's out on the left coast, and Vinny's getting ready to leave for the Philippines. Vinny, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Good day. Great. I took a break out from packing to talk to you guys today.
Yeah, I bet. Are you packing a lot, or how are you going to plan for this trip? Because you're going to be, how many days are you planning to be in the Philippines to do some diving and God knows what else?
4 weeks.
Wow, 4 weeks. That, you are living large, my friend. That's going to be a great time. I know you're doing some liveaboard diving. You're going to be at one of the resorts out there in the Philippines, where I hear the diving is quite impressive. But you were telling me earlier in the week that you were planning to pack very lightly on this excursion, on this four-week trip. Is that right? And then only go carry-on? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I purchased all travel gear. I've got a Lighthawk Scuba Pro BC. I've got an Aqualung Micron travel regulator. And I got a pair of Aqualung travel fins, the hot shots.
Yeah, so you're going lighter, stronger, safer, whatever, something like that.
I just like to be able to get up and just take off and have my bags with me and you know, and be very mobile.
Yeah. But so you're planning to go to the Philippines without even having to check any bags. Is that the case?
Correct.
Just do carry
yes.
on.
Yes,
I got to
carry on.
Well, you know, and I know Phil Narcosis did that on our trip to the Turks and Caicos, and that's who gave you this idea. You were telling me earlier in the week, and I got to tell you, when Phil came on that trip, I was shocked to hear that he had not checked a bag. But then when you saw him on the boat, on the liveaboard boat, well, he was walking around in a bathing suit and a robe all week, so he didn't really need. You know, you didn't really need to bring much when you're on a liveaboard boat, but when you're going on a full bore, you know, vacation or trip where you're doing land-based diving and some liveaboard stuff like that, let alone not 1 week but four, trying to fit all that into a carry-on with your dive gear seems a little, I don't know, almost borderline impossible, Vinny. So I'm anxious to hear how this is working for you. You say you're in the middle of your packing right now. Are you running into any issues, or you think you're going to be able to pull this off, or what?
Well, you can have your carry. You can have a carry-on bag. You can have a small personal bag and a computer bag.
Okay. Right. All right. So you can have a big pile of crap with you. You can be one of those annoying people.
Well, not really.
You can fit it all, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've got the legal carry-on size airline bag.
Right.
And I have a small backpack.
Yeah.
That's a personal bag.
Right. That'll
and
be for your
I
laptop
also
and
have
all
a,
stuff. Yeah.
Also have a computer bag.
Okay. So you'll have three bags so you'll be able to pull all this stuff off. But I'm telling you, that still seems... I got to tell you, I pack very efficiently, and there's no way I could do a carry-on like that. I just don't see it happening.
You have to limit yourself.
Yeah, you do. I got to tell you, I pack very efficiently. Like the shirts, I'll get those like, you know, dry fit shirts from Nike that are weigh nothing that you could put like, it's like a girl who's, you know, packing 20 bikinis. There's like no material. You hear what I'm saying? I've learned from our mermaids over the years, maybe, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but it can be done.
I don't doubt it could be done, but I have yet to be able to pull that off where I felt comfortable enough just to pack carry-on. But, you know, I usually have to bring extra recording gear and stuff because we're doing this goofy little show of ours, and that ends up eating up a little bit more space than your average Joe, maybe. Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Yeah, Vinny, I think you should try, like, maybe wearing the BC onto the plane, which is a mask, fin, and snorkel. It saves on the weight on their baggage.
Yeah, actually, I've heard people that have done just that and said it's a vest, it's a fashion statement, and it's then they look at them a little
better than the vest
and,
they give you under the seat if the plane goes down. I'll tell
well,
you that.
Well, true. I would like to just wear my safety device on board today.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
Oceanic makes a backpack that converts to a BC, actually.
Right. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Exactly.
Now, there you go.
The dive companies have come up with several options to address this, and I don't doubt that it works out okay, but you know, it's one, like I said, it's one thing to say 1 week, but 4 weeks is what you're going for. But I guess you're assuming you'll be able to, you know, get laundry service after a few days and that kind of thing. Just buy a couple extra t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But I know you're looking forward to it, and I'm anxious to get a report on what the diving's like there. I've heard good things. You expecting to see big things or small things? Because I know they're really known for their macro stuff.
But they're also, you know, their reefs are pristine because they've had it a marine protected areas for years.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the coral, what they call the coral triangle, which is supposed to be full of everything.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like cool stuff for sure. And I don't know. We'll have to connect with you while you're in the Philippines as well, which we can do that as long as you have internet service. And you will at some of the resorts, not while you're on the boat.
Yeah, I'll be staying at Atlantis land-based resort in Puerto Galera for a week.
Nice.
And actually 2 weeks. And then I'll be 2 weeks on the Atlantis Azores liveaboard.
And it'll take you how long from L.A. to get to that location in the Philippines, you figure?
Well, it's like a 16-hour flight to I probably have to stop in Hong Kong or Taiwan for an hour or two, and then you go on to the Philippines.
Okay, so you have a layover in Hong Kong or something like that, or you don't know yet. You don't know what your itinerary is yet.
I haven't got. I haven't got. I haven't. Oh, for the Philippines, I'm stopping in Taiwan. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Taiwan, okay.
I got my trips confused.
I was going to say, that's going to be, I would hope you'd have that part done. You should have figured that out before you start packing.
Yeah, I got a great price on the ticket. It was only $750 round trip.
Wow, that's good.
I'm on
that
EVA
good.
Airlines.
Okay, never heard of it, but that's, we might get you there in one piece kind of airline, or what?
Well, all these foreign airlines from China, the service is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, they don't
it's
not like, you know, we think we have it good here in the US and for most part we do, but when it comes to airline travel, oh my God. We have been getting screwed for years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So all right, well, good stuff indeed. We'll check in more with Vinny the Two Tanks and John Chattern and his buddy Howard here coming up shortly. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving.
Come on, come on.
It's actually when we get off the air, so we could technically dive at 5 if we'd like to. In the meantime, we'll just talk about it. How about that? That's what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and coming up, John Chatterton. You just heard him right there on that little identification thing he did where with his buddy Richie. Is going to join us because he's right now being featured, him and his buddy Howard, are the team that are being featured on this TV show on the History Channel called The Curse of Oak Island. And if you haven't seen it, you got to go check it out. It's a pretty impressive show, and they're trying to find this treasure that they think is buried in the center of the island many, many feet below, and they got to dive down there and get it. And they've called up John, and he's actually on the show right now, so we're going to get the lowdown because this coming Tuesday night, They're going to have their appearance on the show and do this dive through some crazy channel with zero visibility. It's crazy super diving, but that's what John Chatterton and his sidekick Howard do. And so we have that coming up on the big show. But first, I got to do a little something here for Jerry the Diver Guy, because he snowed in. And he's in the mountains of Virginia, and he's caught up in that snowstorm. Snowmageddon, is that what they're calling it, I think, Bubble Boy?
No, it's
think?
Jonas. It's Storm Jonas.
It's Storm Jonas.
It couldn't be any more wimpy than that.
All right, what is Jonas going to, is like swallowed the Northeast and is going to puke it out later, like Jonah the Whale or something? I don't know.
Well, anyway. It's not the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, he's buried in snow. But he is with us via the web. Jerry, I know during the commercial breaks you're going outside and making snow angels, and he just texted us a picture of him doing just that. I'd prefer you put on clothes first. You hear what I'm saying? If you're going to send us any pictures like that again.
I'm in my man cave.
You're in your man cave. Okay, and that means that you're just, at least he put on wings. Did you see this picture, guys? Look at that.
Yeah, and how did he make the halo yellow like that over his head?
Yellow snow.
Could be. Oh, my gosh. And by the way, I forgot to mention, I thought you left the door open there, dude. What's going on? And he was right out there. I'd had the door shut, Bubble Boy. You know, we're not supposed to let him in here.
This is not a secure facility.
Yeah, well. All right, Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. I mean, Sailor. At least you got your outfit. You're wearing clothes. I guess we get that much. With you.
Yeah, I don't take my clothes off for the dudes.
Yeah.
Only the ladies.
I do notice you were out there. It looked like you were making snow angels, but we have no snow here in Orlando there, Drunken Santa, or, well, Sailor.
I was just resting.
Just resting
up for the big show.
I thought you were passed out. I thought we were going to get right through the show without you coming in.
I was just chilling out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, he was burying his scat in your hedges.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what rustled you up and Bubble Boy left the door open.
It's time to make radio magic.
Okay. You say so. All right.
I'm here for you.
Do you feel for Jerry the Diver Guy buried in snow? He can't dive. He can listen to
us.
Hey,
you're talking to
his igloo.
A guy that used to live in the North Pole. So I don't really feel that bad.
Well, okay.
Hey, so think of it this way. Your drinks are always cold.
Your drinks are always cold. I never looked at it like that.
Throw your booze out in the snow, and you have more space on a counter.
Good point. You don't have to worry about running out of ice, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So I see you're wearing your sailor outfit today, so at least you got that much done.
Land ho! Where
Who are you pointing at? She is.
I don't know.
She's a fine, young, respectable woman.
No, it's something that pirates say.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
Greg fails to leave out he's actually dressed like Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm. What? Hey,
I don't know.
Well, okay, let's just move on to other stuff. What about this John Chatterton thing and his buddy Howard on The Curse of Oak Island? Have
Howard
you seen
Stern?
That show? No.
Buddy Hackett?
No. It's Buddy Howard.
Buddy Howard?
No. Just,
who's
it's... It's
Buddy Howard.
It's John Chatterton and Howard Etherenberg. Good friend of the show.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
No, they're kind of like a diving dynamic duo.
Like Batman and Robin?
Yeah. Howard's like the Robin for John.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen the show, The Curse of Oak Island, on History Channel?
I have not.
You know, it doesn't have a lot of diving, but obviously it does right now because they're doing this dive with John Chatterton. And, I saw the episode from Tuesday. It went a little something like this. Some of it, at least, did.
We're going to try one more diver, the most qualified diver we could possibly have found, John Chatterton. And if he can't do it, we're done with divers.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
They're done with them.
Wow.
That ought to say something. What are they
trying to dive for?
Actually, it may say that they don't want to deal with divers after John. I don't know. I didn't think about it like that.
What
I think
are they
it was a compliment.
For?
They're looking for treasure, buried treasure.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this like Sharknado?
No, this is a real thing that they're going after, trying to find.
Right, like Sharknado.
Well, okay, yeah. I guess if you want to put it like that, sure. You could look
so
at it
John
like that.
Chatterling is the only Chatterton. One that could save the world.
Well, okay. Once again, he's like a super diver.
If he finds the treasure, does he get to keep it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to ask him that. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. Him and
ask
Howard.
Him for a cut?
We could. I don't know. You got to have something that, some reason why he would want to give us a cut, I guess.
Pieces of eight?
Pieces of eight. I don't know what they would find down there. I mean, I don't know if they know. I mean, obviously they taped this show a few months ago, and it's just airing this week, so they cannot tell us what happens.
The Holy Grail.
It's kind of like, you know, watching The Bachelorette and talking to the, The Bachelor, or, talking to the Bachelor before the show ends. You know, he can only say so much, but we do. I guess the fact that he's going to talk to us, and I know he is available.
Do men watch that show?
I'm not sure.
I've never seen it.
What? You've never watched The Bachelor? No, you are a liar.
No.
Yeah, there's two type of people in this world. People who watch The Bachelor and people who deny they do.
Negative.
Come on.
Negative.
Come on, drunken sailor. You know
that's
true. I
watched the Oak Island show, though.
You will. Yeah, it's a little more manly.
Going to be revoked.
What's that?
The man card is going to be revoked.
I will take care of that, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to. Greg, you're done. You got to do something to redeem yourself.
We already took that away when he was a member of the audience in The View.
You're assuming.
Oh, my God.
We had a card in the first place.
Well, right? Well, you have no chance of getting one.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Ever.
All right. Well, John and Howard coming up next. Stay close. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and even Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailors in the studio with us today, and we apologize in advance for that. But on the phone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. We have John Chatterton. I believe we have him connected. John, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Indeed I am, Greg. How the hell are you?
Hey, I am great. And it's good to hear your voice, because that way at least we know you made it through your little visit there on the Curse of Oak Island. So that's good to know. Hey, also, we got Howard via Skype. Howard, are you with us? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yeah.
All right, good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. You sound good. Excellent. So we got Howard and John on Scuba Radio, who are on the Curse of Oak Island. It airs on the History Channel this Tuesday night. I believe 9 o'clock. Check your local listings. You can get all the details on that. But at least we can, this isn't necessarily a spoiler, because we are live, and at least we know you lived through this experience on the Curse of Oak Island. So that much we're allowed to share. Right, John?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Although I have had people on Facebook warning me, don't go, it's too dangerous.
Yeah. They're thinking all this TV stuff is live. It's like a Geraldo.
Yeah, people say, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah. It's that train has kind of left the station. So, the fact that somehow, some way, both Howard and I are back in Florida should tell the viewers something.
Yes. Well, it tells you that you lived through the experience, which is good. We're glad to have you with us today. And I want to get to the bottom of this, but we got to take a quick break. So let me take this break, and we will find out what the real story is behind these guys being on this new show. Like I said, it's been around for a couple of years, but the episodes airing right now feature John Chatterton and his buddy Howard. They're like a scuba dynamic duo, and they do crazy dives. This is going to be a perfect example. Once we explain what they're doing on this show, because just from the teaser that is airing for this Tuesday night's episode, this is crazy zero visibility diving into a tube type diving that is borderline insane. Makes for great radio, and we'll find out about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
I need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight. Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I have John Chatterton on the line, who's featured on this new show or on the latest episodes of The Curse of Oak Island.
You know, I mean, we can't possibly tell you what we're going to find, but we will get to the bottom, or at least as far as is humanly possible.
We got high hopes for John Chatterton. He is the best. Based on all our research, he's the best. I'm not dissing anybody who's already been in there. They did what they could.
If anyone can get down in that cavity and come up with proof, if it is in the cavity, he can.
Yes, he can. He's done some crazy stuff in the past with his work with shadow divers, but John is on the Curse of Oak Island along with his trusty sidekick, Howard. Are you guys consider yourself like a dynamic duo now? Come on. What do you think, John?
I don't know about that. You know,
you have a cape, a mask, anything? Tights?
I dress in a rubber suit.
Okay, and, close enough.
I do that quite often.
Yeah.
But, this was a commercial dive. It's team-oriented. If you're scuba diving, you are a machine. You're responsible for everything, the planning, the execution, the equipment, all of that. Mm-hmm. For a commercial job like this, the diver is just a part of the machine, a cog within the machine.
Yeah.
And Howard's job was dive supervisor, and of course we had standby diver and tenders and crane operators and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah. If every single guy does not do his job the way it needs to be done, then you're not successful. And a lot of it comes down to the planning.
Yeah.
God forbid we should start planning dives before we make them.
Well, yeah, that would be, it's one of those rules that we try to, you know, try to do. Plan your dive, dive your plan. And that just becomes life or death when it comes to the type of diving we're talking about that is featured on The Curse of Oak Island that you're doing. Now, let's back up. For folks that may not be familiar with the show, give me the synopsis of what's going on at Oak Island.
Well, want me to fill you in on that?
Yeah. Howard, why don't you take that?
Basically, the Oak Island treasure hunt's been going on for...
Yeah.
Since 1795.
Right.
People have been looking for treasure on Oak Island.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that are on the show right now gained control of most of the island about, I think, 10 years ago.
Right.
And they started making a show. This is their third season. They've been trying to accomplish this 10X dive, which they contacted us to do.
10X is this cavern or
it's a borehole.
A borehole. So, okay.
Yeah, basically, the history of 10X in a nutshell is this guy was there's a thing. The main thing that people have been hunting for on Oak Island is called the money pit,
mm-hmm.
And the legend says that there's these platforms going down every 10 feet. 10X was an attempt to access the money pit because it flooded. the money pit flooded.
Right.
So this is the problem. So they were digging parallel to the money pit. It's about 100, 150 feet away. Hmm. When they got down to about 220 feet, they discovered that there was an opening. And they were, the question that they put to us was, dive down there and find out whether or not this is a man-made cavity or is this a naturally occurring feature.
Got it. So they wonder if it's just a cavern down there or something that's man-made that is loaded with dough, right?
Well,
or gold.
They believe there's a treasure chest.
Yeah.
Down there, and they've had some side scan images.
Mm-hmm.
And the original guy who dug the hole 40 years ago dove down there, but he was diving on air. He wasn't a very experienced diver and shot some really crappy video.
Yeah.
So, they basically wanted John to try and answer some questions.
Got it. And John, they think there's things down there as exotic as the Holy Grail and the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, this is crazy type stuff, isn't it? Or what?
Well, the thing that really attracted me to this project on a personal level, not a professional level, but a personal level, is I've been reading about Oak Island since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And you know, they talk about the Templars and the Spanish,
right,
and pirates and all this stuff. And when you know, there's almost a 300-year history of people trying to figure out the mystery of Oak Island. The structures beneath the island were built by unknown parties. You know, what did they build? Why did they build them? The money pit itself, when they were exploring the money pit, it was actually booby trapped to flood. And as legend has it, there were supposed to be six fatalities before the mystery of the island was solved, and they were already up to six.
Yeah. Yeah, or are they up to six, or are they up to
They're up to six fatalities.
I thought they were up to six. They basically told me, be careful, don't be number seven, which is pretty good direction. But Howard was yelling a lot of, like, orders and directions and stuff topside, so my directive was not to die.
True.
John missed all the drama when he was down on the dive.
Yeah, but I guess we'll see that on the show Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, he'll find out how dramatic it was.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just something that Franklin Roosevelt, among other people, were involved in hunting treasure on Oak Island at one point or another. I mean, this is, it's kind of, I think for us, it's just kind of neat to be a part of something that's probably the longest going treasure hunt in history.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was somewhat familiar with the story. And then I started watching, some of the episodes when I heard you guys were going to be on it and started following it. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. I mean, it's a modern day treasure hunt, big time. Or probably the biggest one in the world right now. What'd you think? Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really a challenging effort, because not only are they trying to piece together this almost 300-year-old mystery, but every time they dig down, they're finding, is it something left behind by one of the other treasure hunters, or is it actually a clue?
Right.
And that makes it so much harder.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Give me a good old-fashioned shipwreck, right, John?
Yeah, what do you think, John?
The concept, When you look at this thing, you think of guys 300 years ago looking for treasure, and it's like they've been looking ever since. Literally, in some cases with tragic results, but it is undoubtedly a profound mystery. And, Rick and Marty are great guys. They're dedicated. They're working hard at this. They're always looking at the how can we do things different? How can we figure this mystery out. And I think for both Howard and myself, you know, it was great working with those guys. See, you know, I mean, they're driven. They're serious.
Yeah, they're fun guys, are.
But they're serious about trying to figure out what Oak Island is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody questions the veracity of the show, these guys are they are true believers, and whether there was a show or not, they would be doing exactly the same thing, which is being out there looking for the treasure.
Yeah, and calling up folks like John and saying, "Hey, would you mind risking your life to prove a theory?" kind of thing.
They want to know the answers.
They want to know. Yeah, I mean, and that does come across on the show. Really good stuff. The Curse of Oak Island. We got John Chatterton and his buddy Howard on. We'll talk more about it next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master's Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master's Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue diver certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Wow. Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are talking about the Curse of Oak Island. I have John Chatterton and Howard Ehrenberg on the line. And that's the first time I said his last name because I was afraid to butcher it. So there you go, Howard. Did I get it right? Ehrenberg?
You did. Did you write it down phonetically?
Hell yes. That's the only way I could come remotely close.
I thought it was Harold.
Yeah. Exactly. We can go with that one, too. Absolutely. All right. So, you know, these guys are a team. They're a diving dynamic duo doing crazy dives. That's why the guys from Curse of Oak Island called them to do this crazy dive into the middle of the island down a tube. All of, I don't know, the diameter of this thing you're diving down into is how big, John? What do you think? Inches,
well,
right?
They put a case on in down to about 140 feet of water, and that's
tell them what a caisson is.
Yeah, what's a caisson? Talk English, there, buddy.
Caisson is basically just a big piece of pipe.
Okay,
but it's old.
They use rail cars. They use old rail cars. 1930s.
Got it. So you're diving down a chimney, more or less, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. There's also a problem with, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there that's kind of in your way.
Mm-hmm.
But then they hit bedrock with the 7-foot diameter caisson, and they drilled a hole 27 inches in diameter down through the bedrock into a chamber. And so you've got a drill hole that's 27 inches, but the problem with that is the 27 inches really isn't 27 inches because there was another piece of drill pipe in the way. So the real question was at the beginning of this was how in the way is it?
Yeah. Or what is your pant size? Did they ask you, like, hey, are you like a size 34 men or what? Because we're not sure what's going to fit through this hole. Yeah.
You know, it's like you can kind of like fudge stuff with your body and squeeze through kind of tight openings. The real limiting factor is the helmet will fit through the hole or not.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think at the restriction, it was probably somewhere around, I can't tell him, can I, Howard?
Yeah, we got to wait until Tuesday night. Happened. Yeah.
But you can tell him that it was 40 feet of vertical drop from the, through the 27 inch opening.
Wow.
You know, from the, where it narrows down.
Yeah, and the visibility is like zero too, isn't it? And is like no vis or what?
Yeah. Well, actually, if you ask Dave Blankenship, it was. He reminded us that there's nothing less than zero.
Dave Blankenship says it can't get no worse. It can't get any worse than zero. Zero is zero.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It sounds
That was part of the reason they needed man presence down there. It was tactile diving and some stuff actually came out on camera, but typically the camera sees better than the diver does.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm starting to wonder, in this dynamic duo of diving, is John just the one that's expendable, Howard? Is that why he's the one going down the hole, or what?
Yeah, that, if you ask my wife, that's what she would
say. Okay, that would make sense, I guess, yeah. But, it's an insane type of diving. Obviously, this is way beyond recreational diving, but it is fun to watch. And you can check it out, The Curse of Oak Island, on the History Channel Tuesday night at 9. And then what you're going to be on, like, the next couple episodes. Is that the deal, Howard? What can we say?
Yeah,
what can we not?
We'll be on this on Tuesday, and then the season finale for season 3 is on Tuesday, February 2nd.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then following that, John and I will be on Drilling Down.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is the after show, and that's on at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, excellent. And John, is this something that they called you up out of the blue to do this because of your reputation?
Actually, I got an email from Aqualung.
Uh-huh, okay.
And somebody that worked at Aqualung had an email from the producer, and probably half hour later, I was talking to the producer, and basically I said, yeah, no, I got your guy, John Chatterton.
Yeah, and they say, we're looking for some crazy son SOB that'd be willing to do this insane dive, and he was the first guy that came to your mind.
Yeah. Well, I said, quite honestly, I don't think that there's really anybody else that would do it or that could do this. This is right up his alley, and zero visibility is, John, how many years was it before you saw your hand? When you were diving,
I started helmet diving. You know, working construction in New York City, commercial diving. I worked 2 years before I ever saw anything underwater.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and you know, I kid. I mean, John is such a great guy, and he's such a great sport. But he is literally a diving superhero, and I don't say that lightly. He has done some insane stuff. The Shadow Divers, they're still working on that book and turning it into a movie, right, John?
Well, you know, we've got a deal. They're trying to come up with a script, Universal Pictures. So we'll hopefully make something happen.
Yeah. Well, if not, who knows? Maybe this will turn into an ongoing thing on the Curse of Oak Island.
Maybe they'll make Shadow Divers into a musical.
There you go. Hey, I want tickets. Yeah, sign me up.
Is that so? Because you want Meatloaf to play you? Is that what it is?
Meatloaf, really? I figured you play yourself. I just would pay money to see that. And actually, you know, we could get that at one of the dive shows after a few drinks. So, you know, maybe we can do that in Jersey.
Well, you know, Oak Island, I played myself. If it comes to the big screen, I think I'll hand that off to somebody else.
Yeah, okay. Meatloaf, that sounds like a good lead. Why not? All right. That'll do it for this hour. Coming up, more great stuff on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.